The Secret Pilgrim by John le Carré. The book bears a dedication for Alec Guinness, with affection and thanks. Chapter 1. Let me confess to you at once that if I had not, on the spur of the moment, picked up my pen and scribbled a note to George Smiley, inviting him to address my passing-out class on the closing evening of their entry course, and had Smiley not, against all my expectations, consented, I would not be making so free to you with my heart. At the most, I would be offering you the sort of laundered reminiscence with which, if I am honest, I was a bit too inclined to regale my students. Feats of secret chivalry of the dramatic, the resourceful, and the brave, and always, of course, the useful. I would be enthralling you with memories of night drops into the Caucasus, hazardous crossings by fast boat, beach landings, winking shore lights, clandestine radio messages that ceased in mid-transmission, of silent heroes of the Cold War who, having made their contribution, modestly went to earth in the society they had protected, of defectors in place, snatched in the nick of time from the jaws of the opposition. And to a point, yes, that is the life we lived. In our day we did those things, and some even ended well. We had good men in bad countries who risked their lives for us, and usually they were believed, and sometimes their intelligence was wisely used. I hope so, for the greatest spy on earth is worth nothing when it isn't. And for the lighter note, over a second whiskey...